Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Suzanne Morphew's siblings had already booked their travel to Alamosa. Hotels reserved, flights arranged. They'd been through two arrests, one set of drop charges, a disbarred prosecutor, and the discovery of their sister's remains in a shallow grave. After 6 years of that, they were finally going to sit in a courtroom. October 13th was the date. 6 weeks of trial. Then the defense stood up and said they weren't ready. Judge Amanda Hopkins granted the delay. The trial for Barry Morphew now moves to spring of 27. At the earliest, possibly summer. And 5 weeks before that hearing, Barry Morphew's defense team had filed 31 motions in a single day. 31! Remember that number. Here's what the judge told the defense after granting the continuance. Next time, I'm going to take that to heart that you're giving me your best estimate. That's not boilerplate. That's a judge putting defense attorneys on notice on the record that they promised to be ready by fall and broke that promise. Keep that in your pocket. It comes back around here in this piece. To understand why another delay in this case lands the way it does, you have to understand the road that led here. Suzanne Morphew disappeared on Mother's Day of 2020 from Chaffee County, Colorado. Her bike was found on the side of a cliff off a county road. Her helmet turned up about a mile away on Highway 50. Her sunglasses and hydration pack were still in her car. Investigators believe the scene was staged. Now, Suzanne never went for a bike ride that morning. Barry Morphew was arrested in May of 21 and charged with first-degree murder. He pled not guilty. Then the prosecution imploded. District Attorney Linda Stanley's office missed discovery deadlines, withheld potentially exculpatory evidence, and committed violations so egregious that the judge barred 14 of their 16 expert witnesses 9 days before trial. In April of 22, prosecutors moved then to dismiss the charges. They said they believed they were close to discovering the victim's body. Stanley was later disbarred. That's how bad it was. Barry walked out of the courthouse with his daughters, Macy and Mallory, on either side of him. And he moved to Arizona. After the charges were dropped, Barry went on national television. He told the interviewer he'd done nothing wrong. He said he and Suzanne had a wonderful marriage. He had a $15 million federal civil rights lawsuit against the DA filed, the sheriff's office, the CBI, and the FBI. He relocated to Cave Creek, Arizona, more than 600 miles from Chaffee County, and he started a new life. His daughter said publicly that their father was innocent. The system had failed. The case was over. And Barry Morphew appeared to be moving on. Then a CBI team found what they were looking for. In September of 23, investigators searching for an unrelated missing person stumbled onto human remains in a shallow grave near the small town of Moffat in rural Sagauchi County. The remains were identified as Suzanne Morphew. A forensic anthropologist, a botanist, and an entomologist all concluded that the body had decomposed somewhere else and had been moved at least twice. And then the autopsy found something called BAM. It's a mixture of drugs that make up a tranquilizer compound used almost exclusively by biologists and veterinarians to sedate large animals. According to the grand jury indictment, the only private citizen in the Salida area in possession of BAM, it's not something you just go pick up at Walmart at the time Suzanne disappeared, was Barry Morphew. He had told investigators he used it to sedate deer before cutting off their antlers. A grand jury in the 12th Judicial District indicted Barry for first-degree murder in June of 25. He was arrested in Goodyear, Arizona during a traffic stop. He posted a $3 million bond with money from anonymous supporters, and he pled not guilty in January 26. Judge Hopkins set trial for October 13th, 6 weeks. Both sides agreed. Barry waived his right to a speedy trial. That's the timeline. 6 years, two arrests, two sets of charges, and now another postponement. The defense's argument is that they're drowning in evidence. Attorney Alexis Bear Ellison told the court they didn't have a sufficient grasp of the discovery to question witnesses effectively. They asked for 4 to 6 additional months. Their estimate ready by May of 27. And to be fair, this is a massive case. The original prosecution generated a 130-page arrest affidavit. The evidence includes phone data, truck GPS records, forensic toxicology on the BAM compound, and unknown male DNA that partially matched 3 unsolved investigations in other states. On top of that, spy pen recordings from Suzanne's closet, botanist and entomologist reports on the remains, cremation paperwork Barry signed in early 2026, and the complete record of the first prosecution's misconduct. Barry's current attorneys, David Beller, Jane Fisher Breslin, and Blair Ellison, were not on the first case. Iris Eaton handled the original defense. This team is reviewing everything from the beginning. Judge Hopkins said she understood. She described the volume of evidence as unbelievable. And she offered a rationale that on paper makes sense. No one wants to do this more than once. The first case collapsed because the prosecution cut corners. The second collapse from either side would be a disaster. If the defense goes in unprepared and Barry is convicted, an appellate court would scrutinize whether counsel had adequate time. If something gets missed, the family goes through the whole thing again. The judge is trying to build a trial that survives appeal. But the prosecution opposed the delay. They told the court January 27 provided enough time for both sides. That's 7 months from the hearing date. The state argued it was ready to go and that the defense had been on notice of the evidence since the indictment a year earlier. The defense wanted May, 4 additional months beyond what the state said was sufficient. The judge split the difference and signaled spring, with no firm date, possibly as late as June or July. The July 6 motions hearing will still go forward. The delay applies to the trial, not the pretrial litigation. And here's where the 31 mentions, or motions rather, come back. At the May 19th status conference, 5 weeks before the defense asked for the continuance, Barry's team filed 31 pretrial motions in a single batch, motions to exclude witnesses from testifying that Barry looked guilty or looked suspicious, motions to limit profiling testimony, motions to expand juror questionnaires, motions to preserve jury records beyond the standard retention period. 31 filings all at once, all on the same day. It's not a legal team caught off guard by the volume of evidence. That's the team executing a coordinated pretrial strategy. Filing 31 motions requires reviewing the discovery, identifying the state's weaknesses, drafting legal arguments, and organizing them for simultaneous filing. You don't do that if you haven't touched the case file. You do that if you've been deep inside it for months And then 5 weeks later, you tell the judge you're not ready. One reading is that sequence is straightforward. The longer Barry stays out of the $3 million bond or stays out on the $3 million bond with an ankle monitor, the longer he's free. Well, his attorneys were telling a judge they needed more time to prepare. Barry Morphew was living in Cave Creek, Arizona, under the name Lee Moore at a local bar called Harold's Cave Creek Corral. The regulars knew him by yet another name, Bruce. The bar manager, Charlie Lutz, told Fox News Digital he had no idea who Bruce really was until the arrest hit the news. He said he was shocked. Barry met a woman in late December 24 and told her his name was Lee Moore. He moved into her home in May of 25 with most of his personal property, and she still had no idea who he really was. It says a lot. I get the idea of, okay, you're going to go start a new life somewhere, and you don't want all that to follow you. You're going to use a different. But if you're going to move in with somebody and she still doesn't know your name? Yeah. 5 days before his arrest, according to the Arizona Department of Public Safety arrest report, Barry told her the truth. He said his real name was Barry Morphew. He said his wife had been abducted in Colorado, not killed, not found dead in a field with wildlife tranquilizer in her bones. Abducted. When police searched the home after his arrest, they opened Barry's safe and found an AR-15-style rifle and a silencer. None of this is evidence of murder. Living under an alias is not a crime. Owning a rifle with a suppressor is legal in Arizona. Telling a girlfriend a version of your past that leaves out the part where you're the primary suspect in your wife's killing is not really obstruction. But it is a window into how Barry Morphew chooses to live his life. When his wife's bones have been pulled from a field with a tranquilizer in them that only he possessed. He didn't stay in Colorado and cooperate. He moved 600 miles away, changed his name, and started over. The CBI had been tracking his movements for months before the grand jury indicted him. They put a GPS device on his truck. Judge Hopkins' reasoning for granting the delay is defensible. The first prosecution was a catastrophe. A disbarred DA, discovery violation so severe the court barred nearly every expert the state planned to call, a case that cratered 9 days before trial. Nobody, not the prosecution, not the defense, not Suzanne's family, benefits from a second version of that. If building a trial that can withstand appeal means waiting a few more months, the logic holds. But the judge also said something Suzanne's family heard clearly. Next time, I'm going to take that to heart, that you are giving me your best estimate. The defense promised the court they'll be ready by fall. They broke that promise. The judge granted the continuance anyway, but she put the words on the record. If spring 27 arrives and the defense asks again, that sentence is sitting in the transcript. Whether it actually holds the line is a different question. Judges say things. Deadlines move. The case has taught that lesson more than once. Tom Grant, the attorney representing Suzanne's siblings, addressed the court saying his clients are tormented, he said, and they desperately need closure. He told the judge the family worries Barry is a flight risk. That concern carries a different weight when you know the man was living under a fake name in another state before he was arrested. Grant said the family had already made travel arrangements for the October trial. Arrangements will now cancel. Closure gets harder with every postponement. He told the court the weight compounds. Three postponements now. Three rounds of preparing to face the worst details of their sister's death and being told to come back later. Suzanne's brother, David Mormon, and her sister, Melinda Belzar, have both said publicly they want Suzanne's remains brought back to Indiana, where she grew up. Barry's daughters, Macy and Mallory, have stood by their father since the beginning. They attended the first arraignment. They celebrated when the original charges were dropped. They helped post his $3 million bond when he was rearrested. They filed a motion earlier this year seeking custody of their mother's remains, then withdrew it before the hearing. The remains are still in state custody, in part because the last time the family tried to bury Suzanne, Barry signed cremation paperwork first. Prosecutors stopped it with a search warrant one day before the scheduled cremation. Suzanne Morphew disappeared on Mother's Day of 2020. The state of Colorado has charged her husband with murder twice. No jury has heard a single witness. The BAM is still in her bones. Her remains sit in the evidence locker because the state cannot risk losing them before a trial that has no firm date. And the man charged with killing her spent the years Between the dropped charges and his rearrest, living under someone else's name in someone else's house in another state, telling a woman he barely knew that his wife was abducted. The system says it needs more time. It always needs more time. The question nobody in a courtroom has to answer, but Suzanne's family answers every single day, is who pays for it? Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. Do they need the delay? Is it fair? Is it a good idea just to make sure this isn't turned into a retrial and everyone has to be dragged through the mud even longer? We were talking about this in the Murdaugh case the other day. Time is of the essence. But it can also be your worst enemy if you move too fast through it. Your thoughts. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. We do greatly appreciate that. We'll continue our conversation there in those comments. Those links are in the description. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America.
a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.